Nolte, brutal flashback video revives Biden's blatant lies and shameless plagiarism. By John Nolte on January 30, 2020. A video making the rounds on social media flashes us back to Joe Biden's audacious lies and acts of plagiarism during his doomed 1988 presidential campaign. The video, which is nearly 5 minutes long, does not engage in any editorializing. It is merely clips from 1987. Clips of Biden either caught stealing his speeches from others, caught lying about his stealing of those speeches, or just outright lying about his resume. Take a look. The video appears to have originated with Sean King, a controversial leftist and Bernie Sanders supporter. As someone who remembers the 88 campaign, who remembers the overall Biden controversy, I had forgotten the depth of Biden's pathological depravity when it came to telling the truth. At the time, Biden had hoped to put himself at the head of the Democrat field as an inspirational and soaring orator. But in his desperation to do so, he was outed again and again as a shameless charlatan. This would eventually destroy his presidential aspirations by way of a scandal that never completely went away. Here's a quick rundown of what the video reveals. Biden is caught red-handed lifting a speech from British Labour leader Neil Kinnock. But Biden doesn't just steal Kinnock's words, he appropriates the other man's life and experiences as his own. Biden defends himself by saying it's ludicrous to have to attribute Kinnock's words every time he says them. Then we discover that Biden's excuse makes no sense because, and this is truly outrageous, before making those plagiarized remarks, Biden claimed they were off the cuff, that he had just been thinking of those things prior to stating them. So it was not a situation where Biden decided he was tired of attributing those remarks, or had forgotten. It was a situation where he stole those remarks after claiming they had just popped into his head. "I was thinking just as I was coming over here," he said, just before he stole from Kinnock. In other words, Biden didn't just fail to credit Kinnock, he stole Kinnock's words and experiences as his own. Biden then admits, "I should have said," to paraphrase Neil Kinnock, "it's the only time I didn't do that, in all the times we used it." That was another lie. CBS found video of another time Biden stole Kinnock's speech. Then Biden is caught plagiarizing a speech given by Robert Kennedy, and I mean almost word for word. The news report adds that Biden also lifted from John Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey. Here's more video. We then learn Biden committed plagiarism in law school but claims it was a mistake. The law school plagiarism was five pages of someone else's work. He was given an F, we're told. Then things get really bad. "I went to law school on a full academic scholarship," Biden brags during a campaign stop. "I ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in my political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school." It was all lies. Everything he said above, every fact, every brag is a lie. The truth is that Biden went to school on a half scholarship, was not named the outstanding student in political science, earned only 1 degree, and ranked 76 in a class of 85. After admitting his memory failed him regarding his academic career, Biden is then seen challenging a voter to an IQ contest. For context, keep in mind that at the time Biden was already entering middle age. He was 44 or 45 years old and had already been a sitting U.S. Senator for 14 years. Not shown in the video is another brazen lie Biden was caught telling at this same time, the lie he had marched in the civil rights movement. He never did. Flash forward 32 years later and Biden is still lying. He has repeatedly lied about President Trump describing neo-Nazis as very fine people and continues to make dubious claims about his role in the civil rights movement, including the claim he was raised in a black church. With his poll numbers collapsing, Biden's campaign made a plea this week for help in defending its candidate on social media. Stuff like this is likely why. It's devastating, not just the plagiarism and lies, but Biden's attempt to appropriate the civil rights movement cut right at his primary base of support among black voters. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.